A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus and his disciples were traveling along and came to a village. When they arrived there, a woman named Martha welcomed them into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat down in front of Jesus and was listening to what he said. Martha was worried about all that had to be done. Finally, she went to Jesus and said, "Jesus, doesn't it bother you that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to come and help me." Jesus answered, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen that, and it will not be taken away from her." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we have just listened to a beautiful reading about Jesus, Mary, and Martha, two women who, together with their brother Lazarus, were special friends of Jesus. You know, I could almost be 100% sure that as we listen to this gospel, we have already placed ourselves into one of two categories. Yes, you guessed it. Active or contemplative. In other words, you and I have either identified with Mary, good listener, welcoming, quiet, shy, or with Martha, homely, competent, practical, and earthy. Over the years in my ministry of companioning others on their journey to God, I would say that the greatest sadness and challenge for me has been listening to the guilt carried by so many about whether they are a Martha or a Mary. I ask myself, is this the most helpful way to look at this gospel, to ask which sister I identify with? Wouldn't it be far more beneficial to look at the gift of each sister and then appreciate the relationship each one has with Jesus? Mary and Martha appear in the gospel stories of both Luke and John. These two authors were aware of the involvement of women in the society of their time. Their communities would have recognized these two women as very different personalities, sisters, yes, yet unique in their own role within the community. In Luke's story, which we have just heard, we see Mary at the feet of Jesus listening, and Martha engaged in preparing a meal, two different ways of offering hospitality and service. Now, sadly, as I implied earlier, this passage has been used to set one way of life over against and above the other. We, the onlookers and listeners, cannot presume to know what motivates the hearts of these women. Sure, we can take a guess or project our motives onto them. Yet, what does Jesus say when Martha, expressing her feelings, challenges him? "Do you not care that my sister is leaving me to do all the work by myself?" "Don't worry and get anxious, Martha. There is only one thing necessary." This is the response of Jesus. Now, what do you think this one thing necessary is? I believe it is the love that is in the heart. Can you imagine Jesus pitting one sister against the other, making one superior and the other inferior? I think not. Perhaps Jesus is taking this opportunity to place a paradigm shift before those disciples who are listening. Let's not get into judgments and comparisons. Who is to say one way of being is better than another? Only God knows our hearts. So I think Jesus challenges back. Life is about the integrity of love in our hearts, whether we are praying or serving or doing both. as is the custom. So let's focus on who Jesus is in our lives and how we offer him the hospitality of our hearts. Let us be aware that both contemplation and action come from faith in and love for the presence of the divine. Now, those of you who are listening to this homily will already have found your own ways of bringing Mary and Martha together. Perhaps a smile or a gesture of kindness for another you are struggling to forgive, a prayer for one in need, a note of encouragement to someone suffering or dying, taking the opportunity to care for our earth, justice towards the poor and excluded. All these gestures are expressions of contemplation and action. Before his passion, Jesus returned to Bethany and visited his friends Mary and Martha again, possibly looking for the comfort and encouragement that only friends can give. Mary anointed the feet of Jesus using the most expensive ointment she could acquire, and of course we know she was criticized by Judas. However, Jesus, who knew what was in Mary's heart, defended her. "Leave her alone. Let her keep what she has done for the day of my burial." Mary, who up until this time had not spoken much, says it all in this gesture. All her love, her tenderness, tears, silence, her longing to be close to Jesus, poured out in this spilling of the fragrant oil with which she offered Jesus the hospitality denied him by others. And even this was not enough. With her glory, her hair, she wiped the oil from his feet. Now the custom was for the lowliest servant at the master's table to provide this service, and yet it was Mary who seized the moment and thus revealed to Jesus and to us the transformation which had taken place in her heart. Surely this is an example of contemplation in action. This lavishness of Mary is surely a reflection of God's lavish love for us. What response is elicited from us when we experience God's lavish outpouring? Catherine of Siena, in one of her letters, tells us, "When you contemplate God in blazing, consumed love, you discover the image of the human person in God, and you extend to everyone the love you see God extending to us." Here we are reminded that contemplation is not about navel-gazing. Rather, it is giving the love we receive to those we meet on our journey. We are not told where Martha was when Mary was anointing the feet of Jesus. However, we do know from John's Gospel that when the sister's brother Lazarus died, it was Martha again who spoke the truth in her heart to Jesus. She didn't monitor what she wanted to say, but rather spoke out of her grief, confusion, and anger. "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus assured her that their brother would live, she was able to tell Jesus that she understood and she believed he was the Christ, the Son of God. Surely such a profession of faith could only be the fruit of her deep prayer. And so, my friends, both Mary and Martha, by being true to themselves, lived a different relationship with Jesus. Both attended to the one thing necessary. Both loved Jesus deeply, and this love overflowed to others. Love is not love until it is freely given. As a Dominican woman, I know the challenges of being contemplative in action. Sometimes action takes priority, other times contemplation. Discerning which to do is all part of the journey to wholeness. And yet at this time in my life, I have a great sense that it is the Spirit who enables me to discern. Here at the Friends of God Ashram, where I am privileged to be living for now, I see my sisters and brothers living out our Dominican motto, to contemplate and to give to others the fruits of this contemplation. And so as you listen and ponder the love in your heart, I hope you too can trust the Spirit guiding you in what decisions to make. Each encounter with another person or event is intended by God to call forth in you an act of faith which expresses itself in prayer and action. Like Jesus, Mary, and Martha, we are all called to go to God on two feet. Love of God and love of neighbor. Contemplation and action. Thanks be to God.